We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The board members will meet Monday morning to basically decide whether they will bring back football and volleyball this fall or stay with the plan they approved in August of moving those two sports to next year between winter and spring sports.
What has changed, just meaning what spurred this meeting to take place in the first place?
It's interesting. When they made this decision on August 4th, most of the surrounding states had not made a decision about football yet. So there's pressure because the surrounding states are all playing. Michigan, a couple weeks ago, they had decided not to play football this fall, but they changed their decision. Illinois is really the only upper Midwest state that's not playing football right now, along with Minnesota. So there's been pressure there, and there have been parents. You know, there's petitions and a lot of emailing to these board members to try to sway that vote. So these board members are in a tough spot. They made the best decision they could with the best available information on August 4th, and now they're open to reconsidering. You know, the high school league board of directors is always open to change, and if they think the right thing for kids in Minnesota is to go ahead and play football and volleyball this fall, that's what will happen if they think that's what's best.
Do you think they made that decision too early?
Well, timing-wise, August 4th, that was a scheduled board meeting. They had to make that decision then because their next meeting Monday, the next board meeting wasn't scheduled until October 1st. They meet every 2 months. So they had to make that decision August 4th. It was earlier than some other states, but that was kind of just the calendar. That's how the board got to that decision on that date.
John, can you give us an idea as to this meeting, how it goes? Will they be hearing from anybody, or is this just the board kind of reconsidering their decision?
Well, just today now, the high school league sent out a survey to all member schools asking them their opinions on bringing back, two separate questions. Would the leaders of your school like to see volleyball played this fall? And the other question is the same question with football. So I assume that information will be vital here. If there's an overwhelming desire by the leaders of the schools in Minnesota to bring those back, I would assume that would have some sway with the board members. And if there's an overwhelming desire to stick with the plan we have right now, same thing there.
The thought all along is that we're considering the safety of not only the student athletes, but also their parents and grandparents, frankly.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to play. I assume that there's not a lot of people to say, no, it's okay, we're not playing. So I assume that desire has always been there. Speaking of that health concern, though, is there anything that's changed there that really justifies this?
I don't think the board feels that way. During their workshop session on Tuesday, they spent an hour talking to people from the Minnesota Department of Health, three or four people, who this is what they do, and they're the experts. And some of the board members did say during and after that part of their meeting that exact question, what has changed health-wise? Is it safer now than it was on August 4th? And none of them expressed any thoughts that it is safer now. So that's part of it. These decisions are going on in all 50 states, and it's just such a thing. And now with the Big Ten bringing back football, I think that's another angle here when they look at outside pressure on these board members. They're certainly hearing about that today. and they will, you know, up until Monday when they meet to make this decision.
So it all kind of depends on those surveys you mentioned and how they come back, but it certainly would appear that that those will be in favor of returning. Do you see it heading that way, John? Can you anticipate that?
You know, I don't know. I'm guessing it might, but I've heard from several football coaches, you know, big schools in the metro and tiny schools in greater Minnesota, that they're not ready to play football. They don't want this change so abruptly. Right now, football and volleyball teams are basically having off-season workouts that started this week. And, you know, one of the board members is a football coach, and he said, I've geared these off-season workouts to be off-season workouts. We're not in a mode to get ready to play games here. And the other part of that equation is, you know, especially in smaller schools and some of the bigger schools, a certain portion of kids who would be playing football and volleyball, now they're on the soccer team or the cross-country team. So if their main fall sport comes back, then they have to make the decision to you know, leave the team they've been on and their teammates and go back to their original sport. And then some of the board members have expressed that too, how that's putting kids in a tough position. So there's so many angles and elements to this that it's a toughie.
Yeah, if they decide to go ahead with it, I mean, do we have any idea how long it would be before we'd have our first round of games?
Yeah, that's another part of it too. The calendar's moving along here. Normally for football, you have 3 weeks of practice before your first game, and I can't imagine that would change. And right now, the board could look at this week, could be week one. And if they decide Monday that football and volleyball are going to go, they would just, I think, go with the usual calendar of how many weeks of practice before a first game. But and it would be a short season. You know, it wouldn't be a full 8-game regular season with full playoffs. And in volleyball, it would be fewer games in a shorter period of time. And the four fall sports we do have right now, soccer, girls tennis, girls swimming, and cross country, their seasons are shorter. They're playing a shorter season. They're playing fewer competitions. So if football and volleyball come back, it would be a brief season. I don't know if there'd be much of a postseason. You know, a lot of things would have to be decided.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.